What is secularism? Secularism is a principle that involves two basic propositions. The first is the strict separation of the state from religious institutions, and the second is that people of different religions and beliefs are equal before the law. Separation of religion from state. Well, so the separation of religion and state is the foundation of secularism. It ensures that religious groups do not interfere in affairs of state and makes sure that the state doesn't interfere in religious affairs. So we're going to be going straight into our first caller for today, who is Mr. Andrew Copson, who is the chief executive of Humanists. Good morning, Mr. Andrew, and welcome to the Breakfast Show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. No worries. How are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, thanks. So we're speaking in regards to what people think in regards to should Britain stay as a Christian country or should it become a secular state? And I want to ask you, being a humanist, chief executive of Humanists, could you please tell our listeners more about humanism and your organisation as well?
And
what work they do?
Sure. So Humanist UK has been around in the UK since 1896, so for just over 120 years.
Okay.
We provide community services to non-religious people, like funerals, weddings, and other ceremonies like that. Mm. Do work in schools and education. We provide political advocacy on human rights issues and also for secularism. So humanism is a non-religious approach to life, an approach to values, an approach to how to live. What we think happens, after we die, how to know what's true and so on, a sort of worldview, a philosophy of life. We promote that, but we also promote secularism, which I know is the topic you're discussing. And secularism, as you've said, is different from humanism. It's a political principle. It's about the separation of religious institutions from state institutions and making sure that people are treated equally and not discriminated against because of their religion.
Yeah. And also, I wanted to ask, could you tell us more about your campaign on secularism, as in, like, for example, what are your aims that you'd like to achieve?
Sure. So the UK is not a secular state.
Okay.
It's a Christian state currently.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And that means that, some very obvious things, like the fact that our head of state, our monarch, is also the head of the church. You can't be king or queen unless you're a member of the Church of England.
Yeah.
The Church of England has representatives in our parliament, bishops who take part in lawmaking and voting on laws. The state funds a lot of Church of England schools, which are allowed to discriminate against children from non-Church of England backgrounds, other religions, and non-religious backgrounds, and a whole load of other sort of laws and norms and practices in our public services and schools and in our state, which send out the signal. Firstly, send out the signal that this is a Christian state, which is obviously bad for ideas of shared citizenship, but also offer discrimination to non-Christians in various parts of public life. So all of our campaigns around secularism are about attempting to implement freedom of religion and belief for all people in the UK and an end to discrimination on grounds of religion and belief where it occurs in the state.
Yep. And do you think the church and the state should be separated?
Yes, I do. I don't think there's any reason why the state should be appointing bishops or the church should be making laws. I think that those are separate areas of human activity. They're separate areas of social activity. And that allowing the church to be bound up with the state is bad for all of us who are not members of that church, which is most people in the country. Although the Church of England is the state church in the UK, only 16% of people in the country are actually members of it.
So
the large majority of people in the UK are not members of the state church. And that can't be good for ideas of citizenship. That can't be good for our identity.
Yeah.
That can't be good for having an equal shared life together.
Mm. And many studies show that atheism has not made much progress in the UK. Could you tell us a bit of why this is the case?
That it hasn't made progress?
Yeah, it hasn't made.
Well, it's made a great deal of progress. I mean, in the 1980s, only a minority of people recorded their identity as non-religious. But in the British Social Attitudes Survey this year, 52% of people did. So the non-religious have gone from being a small minority 30, 40 years ago to being a majority today. So non-religiousness, non-religious beliefs, non-religious identity are the fastest growing group in the UK.
Okay. Lastly, I wanted to ask, Christianity in all its forms has shaped the heritage, morality and public life of Britain. Do you think it's time for a change maybe?
Well, Christianity has been an extremely important influence on British public life. That's certainly true. But there are also pre-Christian influences that have shaped us. I mean, a lot of our laws, a lot of our social organization come from pre-Christian cultures, whether it's Celtic cultures that were before Christianity, pagan cultures, Norse cultures that were here, Roman cultures, pre-Christian Roman cultures. We get lots of our habits and customs and laws from pre-Christian heritage. And also, in the time when Christianity was dominant in Britain in the past, there were also non-Christian influences as well. Jewish influences, just like there were all across Europe, influences from the Arab world, especially in the Arab Golden Age, from the Ottoman world or from Andalusia, and influences from China in the time of the Enlightenment, humanist influences all the way through, obviously, especially in the 18th, 19th centuries.
Yeah.
So even when Christianity was very big and powerful, much more than it is today in the UK, there were still non-Christian influences. And of course, since Christianity has declined so much in importance, there are lots of post-Christian influences as well, the sort of non-religious humanist culture of today.
Yeah.
And the shared life that we're building together in the UK now is a lot of people from lots of different cultures. So I think that although Christianity has contributed a lot to British life and British culture, so have pre-Christian, non-Christian and post-Christian cultures too. So I don't think that Christianity had in the past any monopoly on this, and I certainly don't think it should have any monopoly on it today.
So you are in favour of it changing?
Yeah, definitely. I think that the reality of our culture today is that we're a plural society.
Yeah.
We have people of lots of different beliefs and values.
Yeah.
Most of those people are non-religious, but we have lots of religious minorities, obviously. We have Muslims of various shades and denominations. We have Christians of various shades and denominations. We have Jews of various shades and denominations. We have, Zoroastrians, Jains, Buddhists, Sikhs, hundreds of religions. Including, folk religions and African religions and neo-paganism. And even within religions, individuals have different ideas from each other.
Yeah, definitely.
We have an extremely diverse society. Mm. And I think the only way for us to live in peace with each other and to be able to enjoy each other's beliefs and encounter those in a spirit of friendliness and equal citizenship is if we have a secular state where no one is discriminated against, not a state that is identified with one religion.
Mm. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Andrew Copson, from the Chief Executive of Humanists UK.
Thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome. Have a great day.